This is the Roden Fellows Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Roden Fellows Podcast from the seventh class of Fellows. I'm your host, Cameron Jackson, a multimedia journalism major from North Carolina A&T, home of the Aggies. And today I'm joined by future Roden Fellows, Madison and Niley. And today we have a pleasure of speaking to them both as our special guests, and I will let them introduce themselves. So, Madison, if you want to go first, just introduce yourself a little bit, tell us about your school, what you do, and all of that.
Well, hello all. My name is Madison Frill. I am a junior honors broadcast journalism major, sports administration minor from Houston, Texas, attending The Howard University. And at The Howard University, I currently serve as the sports reporter for HU Athletics. So currently reporting mainly for football and basketball. And I'm also a member of Howard University Association of Black Journalists. With those two involvements in my main extracurricular activities at Howard University, I hope to become a sports reporter one day, whether that be sideline reporting or host of NBA Today, NFL, Network, and things of that nature. I also hope in the future to open up my own sports agency, which will be all woman-owned and Black-owned. So those are kind of like my passions and a little bit about me.
Thank you. Thank you. Niley, you can go ahead when you're ready.
A concentration in journalism. Attending Clark Atlanta University from Philadelphia, PA. At Clark Atlanta University, I serve as the managing editor for the Panther newspaper, which is the official publication here at Clark Atlanta University. And I also serve as the vice president of Clark Atlanta University's chapter of NABJ. Some of my future goals include becoming a sports reporter and having my own blog about sports and a broadcast reporter as well.
Amazing. Well, I just want to say super excited to have you guys. You guys should be very, very excited to start this internship. I can't even begin to tell you how many opportunities I got from this internship. So I'm very, very excited for you guys. So first of all, I just want to get into a little bit how you guys got interested in sports. Madison, I know you said that you mainly do football and basketball. So let's just start off with that. How did you guys get interested first? So Niley, we'll start with you first since we started with Madison first the last time.
Okay, yes, I love that question. So I first got interested in sports because of my dad. He always had us around sports. Even in his younger years, he played a lot of sports. I could see all his sports trophies in his own room. And I would like to say that it was the enthusiasm of the fans that really got me interested. I just love how the fans interact when their team wins and just the friendly competition. I played sports all my life. One of my favorite sports is soccer. So just wanting to be a part of it and report on it as well definitely drew my attention to wanting to be on the sports side when it comes to news. And yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Madison.
Yeah, so I love this question as well, because growing up in Houston, Texas, Texas is one of the biggest states for sports. So growing up, I was a Texans fan, and a Houston Rockets fan. So like Niley said, that all the games I would attend with my dad, it was a really big passion for my dad, and I am a daddy's girl. So I was like, if he likes sports, I'm going to like sports. So after attending all the games, I was as young as maybe 8 years old, drawing up plays for the Texans. And my dad was like, what is going on? So he knew that I wanted to go into sports, and he knew that sports was going to eventually become my passion. So that's kind of how I got here now, and just wanting to add more people who look like ourselves to the sports industry and to the front of the cameras or behind writing stories about whatever may be going on in sports.
Awesome. So how did you guys hear about the Roden Fellowship program? And Madison, we can just go back to you.
Yeah, so I heard about it my freshman year, actually. One of my aunts, she mentioned it to me, and I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. I was like, this sounds right down my alley. And then I actually had a mentor that told me about it as well. So I followed Anscape, and I stayed up to date with all the Roden Fellow news and anything that would drop on Roden Fellow. And funny enough, I would even still apply my freshman sophomore year, even though I couldn't even be in the program, but I still just wanted to show interest and show that I was willing to make the commitment to this program.
Definitely a full circle moment, because I think it's things like that that definitely like get hiring managers to want to pick you as long as you show some type of like interest and consistent interest. So that probably definitely did work in your favor, honestly. I also applied when I was a sophomore, and I think I was able to apply by that point, but unfortunately I didn't get it and I was really bummed out about it. But I told myself when I'm a junior, I'm gonna apply again and then hopefully it works out, and luckily it did. So kudos to you. And Nightly, we'll go to you now. How did you hear about the Ronin Fellow program?
Yeah, so I originally just actually found out about it over the summer. And during the summer, I also had a chance to intern with Disney on the Yard. So I heard about their UNCF Disney on the Yard, excuse me, their UNCF and Disney partnership. So I, went ahead and applied, and I was just so blessed to actually get accepted into the fellowship. But I always, excuse me, when I first heard about them over the summer, I followed all the Instagram pages, started doing my research on William Roden and all the other editor. So I was just happy that I actually got the opportunity to apply and get accepted into it because I heard so many good things about the fellowship over the summer when I met other journalists from different HBCUs.
Awesome. So, what are you guys most looking forward to with the fellowship? Like, what are you most excited for? Is there anything you're even nervous about? You can be transparent, honestly. Like, that's the point of the podcast. I think it's normal to be nervous. I was super nervous going to DC. But first off, what are you guys most excited about? And Niley, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I think I'm most excited about networking. I love, love, love to network. I love to meet current HBCU students that do the same thing as I do. And I love to meet experienced journalists as well and just have them pour into me and give me advice and feedback to make me a stronger writer. So that's what I could say I'm looking the most forward to is getting feedback and how to become a better journalist.
Awesome, Madison.
Yes, likewise, definitely. Entering Howard, the first thing they teach you is networking and connections. So definitely looking forward to making those long life connections and networking with everyone I can to just advance my career and further my career. And also just get better in the journalism industry, like make my writing stronger, make my reporting skills stronger, and then eventually using those skills that I've learned from this summer to advance my career and further my career.
Awesome. I love that. And I think one of the things that I like the most about the internship is like the traveling we kind of get to do. Me and Takir, one of the other fellows, are actually leaving for the NFL draft on Wednesday. So that should be exciting. So that leads me up to my question. Is there any particular events that you guys are hoping to get to cover, you're hoping to get to go to this summer, or anything that I don't know if you guys know what some of the past Ronin Fellows did, but is there anything that hasn't been done before in the Ronin Fellow community that maybe you guys will have the opportunity to do? And Madison, we'll start with you.
I would say definitely looking forward to just like covering sports as a whole, especially professional sports. That's something that I'm looking forward to. I do have an interest in covering the NBA All-Star game, and that's going to be in the Bay. That's going to be next year though. But I do have a little bit of connection to the Bay because my parents currently live in the Bay Area, so I always rep the Bay when I can, but definitely excited to covering professional sports.
For sure, for sure. Nylee, how about you?
Yeah, kind of just to agree with what Madison just said, just being able to cover professional sports as a whole. I don't know. I can't really say at the moment if there's like something specifically that I'm excited about because I am just excited about all of it. I just can't really put a pinpoint on one thing because I'm just very excited. So I just can't wait to get into the field and just cover all the professional sports, because this is going to be different from college sports in a way. So I'm just ready to see what that brings, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really interesting because you guys are the very first class that is all women. And I know me and Madison spoke about it briefly before the podcast started, but that's really cool. That's never been done in Ronin Fellow history. That's probably never been done in sports internship history, unless it was specifically for women. But it's cool because this internship was also open to men too. And I even asked KJ. Kimberly Jarvis, KJ, she's you guys' coordinator who you'll be like in a lot of contact with. I asked her, I was like, did you guys do that on purpose? And she was like, nah, like we just picked the best candidates. So that's definitely a testament to you guys and like how much women are growing in the sports. But how do you guys feel about having like an all-women cohort? And Nylee, we'll start with you.
Yes, so I'm excited about having an all-women cohort. Currently I'm in a sports reporting class where I am the only female. So it's going to be nice to be, with people that kind of understand where I'm coming from in a way. Sometimes being an all-male class for me is a little intimidating sometimes, but it's definitely was a lesson. So I'm just basically excited to just, be around other women in sports. There's not a lot of us. So every single time when I do come across them, I love to connect and get to know them more.
Awesome. Madison?
Yes, I echoing what was just said, I definitely am excited and definitely just proud of us all, as well, because like KJ said, there were males that applied and ultimately we were the best that were selected. So I'm very proud of us. And as women, this just goes to show that women do know the industry, women can be in the industry, and this is just a step further to explaining that women belong in the sports industry as well. So I'm definitely excited.
Awesome. I love to hear that. And it's also exciting because I think you guys are the first class to actually be based in Connecticut, where the ES, well, Bristol, Connecticut to be specific, but the ESPN headquarters is based there and it's really, really nice. We got to visit it over the summer, which was a really cool experience. So I'm really excited that you guys are gonna get to go in the office pretty much anytime you want, honestly, probably. But I wanted to know how you guys feel about that. I'm not sure how you guys are with like being away from home or how far Connecticut is away from home, but how are you guys feeling about being in Connecticut this summer? And Nylee, we'll start with you.
Yes, so Connecticut is 3 hours away, probably 3 hours, and I want to say 30 minutes away from Philadelphia. So I'm happy to be like kind of close to home if I need to go back home for a certain event, but also away because I do like to go away from home, like me being in Atlanta, being from Philadelphia, especially being at the ESPN headquarters. It's an honor, honestly. Like not too many people can say that, so. That's something I'm really looking forward to be able to see inside of it. I feel like this is like kind of a once in a lifetime experience. Not many people get to see that. So I'm actually feeling blessed about being in Connecticut and being able to be directly at the headquarters and at the office. What I can say also is I've never been to Connecticut, so I'm excited to see what Connecticut brings and how it is down there as well. But I'm not scared to be away. I'm kind of excited. It's a new place, new location, somewhere I can say, yep, I lived there for a few, so that's my take on it.
Thank you. And Madison, go ahead.
Yes, definitely feeling blessed to have this opportunity. I guess we're a cohort full of firsts, which I love, but definitely feeling blessed, definitely excited. Being from Houston and then my parents currently live in California, it is a bit away from home, but luckily my sister actually lives in Boston, so I'll be pretty close to her as well. But this is my first time traveling to Connecticut as well, so I am excited to see what Connecticut has to offer, and as well as being on the ESPN headquarters, which is something that not everybody can say that they worked at ESPN headquarters, so I'm definitely excited about that opportunity.
Right. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear that you guys are excited. Like me and my cohort, we stayed in DC because there's an Anscape office in DC, but most of the people are in Bristol, so it wasn't really like that occupied. So I think you guys are gonna have a really, really good time in Bristol because when we visited, it was just so many different people to meet. You might even run into a couple of people you see on TV. I don't know if you guys know who like Adam Schefter is. Or like L. Duncan, but they're in the office quite a bit, so it'll literally be crazy. You could be getting your lunch and you'll walk right past them. So definitely soak in the moment and definitely take all of that in. Another thing I wanted to bring up is that the fellowship is like really writing based. We're kind of like expected to produce a certain amount of, well, not a certain amount, but we're expected to produce articles and things. And I know like being journalism majors, a lot of us sometimes are like very interested in like being like on camera and things like that, but I wanted to know like how excited are you guys to actually have like published pieces from a platform that's owned by ESPN? And Madison, we'll start with you.
Yes, I'm definitely excited for that opportunity. Like you said, publishing for a platform that's owned by ESPN is such a huge and big honor that I am very excited for, and excited for that the opportunity opened for me. So I'm definitely just excited and excited to learn and allow my writing to become stronger and better as well.
So, Nylu.
Yes, yeah, so like I mentioned before, I'm currently in a sports reporting class, and we focus on writing sports articles. One of our main assignments is to watch a sports game over the weekend. So, for instance, we're covering baseball right now. Then we'll write a article on it, then present it in class. So I'm kind of excited to do this summer and take the skills that I learned this semester in class and apply it to professional sports at ESPN and actually have it published. So it's, like Madison said, it's definitely an honor.
Great, great. And this will be my last question for you guys. Let's say, other than excited, because I feel like we use that word a lot in this call, but what is one word you would use to describe how you're feeling about becoming a Roden Fellow? And Nylee, we'll start with you.
Wow, and so many words that I can use. I want to say the one word I'm going to describe this as is highly favored, honestly. Like, I'm not going to say wasn't expecting it, but this is something, you know, real competitive. No matter how good you are as a writer or as, you know, a future journalist, it's kind of a competitive spot to compete in. So when I got the call that I've been accepted, I was really feeling blessed and highly favored. So I'm just ready to work and show that, you know, I deserve this and I'm meant to be here, and just, you know, ready to fill in the space.
Thank you. Thank you. And Madison, go ahead.
Yes, definitely along the lines of highly favored, I would say grateful. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity that I'm very grateful for. And I wouldn't say unexpected as well. It was just like, wow, like I can really call myself a Roden Fellow. And that is something that is huge. So definitely grateful for this opportunity.
And thank you, folks. That's all for today's episode. To our audience, thank you for tuning in for another year of the Fellow Up podcast. We'd like to give a very special thank you to Madison and Nylee for being here with us today. And special thanks to Bill Roden, Kimberly Jarvis, Parker Owens, and the ESPN Digital Audio Content Team. Get all Roden Fellows podcasts and HBCU podcasts by subscribing to the Anscape listening tab of the ESPN app. Make sure to join us next time for another HBCU podcast, and don't forget to go on Anscape's website and look at the latest news and insight.